Oh, her outfit's unreal. I love it.
Some people are so cool.
Aren't they? I wish I was able to be cool with my clothes.
You are cool with your clothes.
You are cool with your clothes.
Thanks.
Okay, forget about it. You always want what other people have. Anyways, we are really, really sorry. We're like going to be a day or two late with this week's episode. As we mentioned in the last podcast episode, should we say it's two girls and a baby first before I start talking?
No, yeah. They know who we are.
Okay, yeah, we are two girls and a baby.
Yeah, we're two girls and
a baby. I'm Megan.
I'm Jade.
And Enzo's over there playing.
Yeah.
He's here.
That was most like casual. Half-hearted.
Yeah, but it's lovely. That's what it's about.
Yeah, you're just in the car with us.
But yeah, the reason we're late is actually, it is because of me. So as
it's not really.
It is though, Jade.
I didn't want to do Monday.
Yeah, but either did I.
Oh, well then.
Yeah,
it is.
Because I remember I told you that I left my job. I finished in Beat on Friday. Well, you would have found out during the week last week. So yeah, so I started my new job this week, which I'd been working part time anyways, and we were filming content. So I was up north Tuesday and Wednesday, and we were meant to be finished early, but that just never happened. And it was like 9:30 by the time I got home.
It was later than 9:30.
Yeah, and it was the last thing I wanted to do was to record the podcast. And it would have just been me. I would have had nothing to say.
No, it wouldn't have been worse.
Yeah. No.
It wouldn't have been worth it.
I'm really excited about my life lesson, though.
Okay, go straight into them.
Okay, so I learned this in therapy. I have had a therapy session the other day for the first time in I don't know how long. But, so you know when you fear something? Mm-hmm. You know when, like, something makes you like, you're fearful of things? Mm-hmm. Well, fear is false evidence appearing real.
Okay.
So, like, you know, a lot of the time when you are afraid of something happening, it's because your mind is telling you that this is the story and this is the evidence. Your mind is like, whatever story you're telling your head and you're telling your brain automatically thinks is real. No matter what you tell your, like, whatever you tell your brain,
it will believe it.
It will believe it because your brain knows no different. Mm-hmm. So, when you're afraid of something happening, you're like, obviously, thinking of different scenarios that are making you fearful, mm-hmm. and then that evidence in your head is false evidence appearing as real, and that's what fear is.
That's interesting.
What, isn't it
an
so
acronym?
Cool. Yeah.
Acronym, is that the word? That's good.
I love it. And now my life has changed. I know it hasn't. I just, because I do think of the future and I'm like, oh, what if this happens? What if that? And I'm all afraid and stuff. And it's like, well, no, why are you being afraid? Because none of that is true.
No.
And it's all false evidence.
Okay.
So there you go.
I love that, yeah.
Thank you so much. That's my life lesson.
Thank you for sharing.
No problem at all. Have you thought of one? Or no, you said you had one.
No, I have one, but now it's a bit silly.
Oh, why?
Because it's just about an animal.
That's okay.
Did you know? I don't know what it is, but there's a difference between a seal and a sea lion. They're not the same thing.
I would have thought they were the same thing. Does one have whiskers?
Unsure.
Is that it?
I just learned that they're not the same animal, but I don't know what the difference is.
How to identify the difference. Okay.
Yeah, maybe one of them is like land-based.
I feel like a sea lion might have like whiskers and a seal doesn't. But then I feel like they both have whiskers.
I think a seal is like a sea dog and a sea lion is a sea lion.
A sea lion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bit silly, but...
But still, a piece of factual information that I didn't know.
Yeah, and if you were to ever see a seal and say, oh, look at a sea lion, now you know that you're not going to look like a goose.
Get your phone up, identify which one it is.
Yeah.
But anyways, without further ado, let's get into the topic of the week. Dun, 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 which is...
Girlhood.
Yes, because we felt last week we talked all about International Women's Day and all the challenges women face. But you know what? Being a girl isn't all that bad.
No, I love being a girl.
I love being a girl too. Most of the time.
I would hate to be a man.
I would hate to be a man because this is going to sound really mean, but like if I'm feeling shit, I can put makeup on and like do my hair and stuff. Whereas if a lad is feeling a bit ugly and stuff, they can't do anything about that.
No. Maybe get a fresh fade, but like...
We can really like... But then on the other hand... Revamp ourselves. But then on the other hand, like, we can become like catfishes.
Yeah, but we won't do
that. No, we're not going to the extreme.
I'd like to be a man for a day.
Oh, I'd love to be a man for the day. What's the first thing you do if you were a man?
Look in my pants.
Yeah, I would get my willy out and I'd like try helicopter it.
Yeah.
And look in the mirror whilst doing so.
I'd need to know what it feels like to have a willy. Although I feel like I know what it's like to have a ball sack. Why? Because when I think I told you after I gave birth, everything was so swollen.
Oh,
it felt like
yeah.
It felt like I had a ball sack. No, that's the only way I know how to describe it. Like, I just, yeah.
Every time I laugh, he gives me the daggers. I'm sorry. Now he's smiling.
A real one, though.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Get out your notes there. Let me hold your notes. So okay. That we have them right in front of us.
So we're going to say what we love about being a girl.
Yeah, like there's many, many things of what we love about being a girl. Like, this list is really, really long.
It is. We don't have to do everything.
No, let's just get into it. Like, one of the my favourite things is on a night out.
Yeah.
If you're in the bathroom. Like, just the chats with the other girls in the bathroom. Everyone is so friendly, so kind. I can't see that happening in the boys' bathroom.
No, I feel like in the boys' bathroom, they'll, like, punch the head off each other or maybe compare willy sizes.
Yeah,
at the
and
urinals.
That's it. Like, nothing too, like, intense.
No, girls make the best of friends in the girls' bathroom. Yeah. I'm not even a big goer outer, but I know this.
You can vouch for it. And
I can vouch
even,
for
like,
it.
If you were crying and, or, like, if there was something, if you were upset, someone would come over and you get, like, full-on life advice. And I've often given full-on life advice to random girls in bathrooms.
Yeah.
And that is it.
I remember at Longitude, we were at Longitude, and you remember that girl, and she looked unbelievable at the girls. Well, they were the communal toilets.
The cubicles.
It was the girls, like, living the girl bathroom in the communal toilets.
Yeah.
She just looked unbelievable. We started taking her phone and taking photos.
Oh, yeah. We were like, stop. You look unbelievable. We need to take photos.
We were like, have you got any pictures? She was like, no. We were like,
you
give us
need
your phone.
let us get them for you. And that's another thing, though, about girls. Like, we're not afraid to do that. And we love, like, if I was getting served by a girl and I loved her nails, I'm complimenting those nails and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, and girls compliment girls. Love
they
that.
Do. I do. I love that. Girls are just like, obviously there's the odd few that aren't, but I feel like just girls are just a community.
I feel like girls are,
we're
real
all
supportive, and we unite, and we want the best for one another.
Yeah. I would never look at a girl and wish to take her down. Like,
no, me neither.
I would never look at a man and wish to take her down.
No, me neither, like, either. But I don't know. I just don't feel like the lads have that sense of community.
No.
It's kind of sad.
No, they don't.
I wish that they could have that.
I feel like boys compete more, whereas girls want to band together.
Yeah, girls want to, like, unite and, like, love seeing, like, I love seeing women doing well, like, girl boss shit.
Yeah.
I want to do this one because I think this one is good.
Okay.
Because I feel like this is me all the time, is like when I'm ranting or, like, telling you a story or, like, something's going on in my life and I'm facing the same issue over and over and over again,
mm-hmm.
whether it be work or boys, and you're still giving me the exact same advice as you did the previous time, but you're still going to listen to me,
yeah.
and you're still going to be there at the end of the day and hear my rant and whatnot. So I just love that.
Yeah, I love that as well.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that I feel all girls in their friendships have had. Like, girls
were
like, do I leave him? He did this to me. He did this to me. Okay, break up. Then the next week, he did this. He did this. Okay, break up. Then the next week, he did this. And you never just be like, shut the fuck up.
No,
no,
never. Like, you're willing to sit there, break down the advice, break down, like, what they're saying, and then, like, play devil's advocate, give advice. And then, regardless if they listen to you, if your friend, or, like, if I listen to your advice and vice versa, we're still going to be friends and we're still going to give the same advice again next week.
Yeah, just repeat it next week. Exactly.
What do you think? What face are you making?
He's mental.
He's such a cutie. Oh, I don't know your passcode.
Oh, that's okay.
We won't say that out loud.
And if someone anyone robbed my phone, they'd give it to me.
They would. It's literally like a toaster at the moment.
The screen's hanging off.
It's all over the
barely
place.
See.
When's your birthday? Oh, no, your birthday's on
December.
Damn.
I know.
I would. Maybe I'll get you a birthday present for Enzo's birthday. Present.
No, don't. It's okay. So another thing I love about being a girl, a woman, is that we have the ability to create life and grow a whole human.
I don't know why that's making me cry.
Really?
Isn't that so wholesome, like?
Why?
That we can make humans.
Well, we do need the male to do it, but, like, I grew him.
Yeah.
And he lived in me.
I know.
And now I'm just raising him as my little own baby.
And he was inside you at one stage, like, just in your belly. And you were, like, feeding him.
And he moved this much in my belly.
Yeah, he did.
He was a wriggler.
He was a wriggler inside, and he's a wriggler outside.
But I do love that, like, women have the power to do that.
Like, to grow a lot.
I think it's so interesting.
It is.
I think, I don't know, it's just a bit mental to think about, but I like that. Like, I wouldn't have liked to be Reese in the situation. I would have I liked that I got to carry the baby.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind
And, like,
of
I think, obviously, it's something, like, me personally, like, I'm terrified of having, like, a human inside me.
Yeah, it's so odd.
Yeah. That sounds so wrong. A human inside me. Like,
yeah.
Well, Megan. No, yeah, no, I just think the feeling of it freaks me out, but I just think it's such a beautiful thing. And like to be a creature that has the ability to do something like that.
It's mental, isn't it? I do love it though.
What else do we love about being a girl? Exploring different styles.
Yes. And you can always change up your outfit.
I feel like a lot of lads, I don't know, maybe I'm just thinking about people I know, but I feel like lads don't have many options.
No, they don't really, unless they like have the confidence to like, I don't know, like experiment elsewhere. But I feel like 90% of boys dress the same.
Yeah.
Now, my brother Julian, he's really like, after changing up his style, and he looks deadly at the
moment. Like,
he's like dressing proper, like, he wouldn't wear a tracksuit, like.
Oh,
he's
nice.
He's always wearing proper pants, nice shirts, nice t-shirts.
Styling well.
Yeah, he looks cool.
Simon, I feel like, is quite stylish too, like. He would never wear a pair of a tracksuit.
Yeah, he's always in jeans.
Always in jeans. Always looking groovy. Well, I just feel like for...
I feel like maybe find them.
Yeah, and I feel like it's more accepted for women to kind of express their style more.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
But
or even like small things like accessories, like like you could wear the same outfit, and the same black dress 100 different ways.
Yeah, 100 different ways. Different jacket, different handbag,
different shoes,
different
nails,
style,
different hair, everything,
different makeup.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're just like, we're chameleons.
We are. We oh my god.
Like, we can like change ourselves all the time.
Yeah, to suit whatever we want. Like, we can be who we want when we want.
Oh, sorry. I'll tell you my password. No one's going to rob it. It's 567456.
I'm probably going to forget that in a second anyways.
Okay. That's okay. Pretty privilege.
Pretty girl privilege. That kind of links into the fashion, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, because you know, like, on a night out, if you're wearing something a bit more revealing and you want to... I don't know. I feel like I've often used... Not used my boobs, but, like, if you had your boobs out, like, and you're, like, 17 and you're trying to get into... a club, like, you're more likely
your boobs.
if there's a male security on, like, he's gonna let me in.
I'm
being honest.
I can't say I have the boobs to have ever tried
but you have a pretty face.
Yeah, I definitely have experienced pretty girl.
So have I can't even think of like
not to come across ignorant and cocky, but even I was a child one time and I got a free teddy bear because your man, I don't know where we were at, like markets, and he gave my mom a free teddy bear for me because he thought I was gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Not in a creepy way, like,
that
he just thought
cute.
I was lovely.
A pretty girl.
Yeah, I was just a pretty little kid.
I definitely have had pretty girl privilege. Oh, I'm trying to think. I remember when I was in, I think it was when I was getting my NCT. Something happened and I was like, that wouldn't have happened if I wasn't a girl.
Yeah, probably.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't exactly remember what it was, but I just remember thinking.
Even just small things like free drinks and stuff like that. Like,
oh yeah, we're more likely to get all of that. Like, lads wouldn't get that.
No, I don't think so. Unless there was a girl bartender maybe, but...
Nah. I don't feel like it's as likely, because I feel like if a girl served a lad a drink, then he'd like try hit on her.
Yeah, he'd expect something back.
We're just doing it for the free drink. Yeah. We're not doing it for anything.
Exactly. Just
no
for the
strings
laugh.
Attached.
Yeah.
Oh yes, girly sleepovers.
Oh, I love a girly sleepover.
Like,
not that we do anything too girly, but just two girls having a sleepover.
Yeah,
I
feel like lads don't have sleepovers, and
no, they don't.
I feel like, I don't know if this is sexist, but I feel like it's not. Is it weird? Is it not a thing? Is it weird for lads to have a sleepover and sleep in the same bed?
I don't necessarily think it's weird, but it's also kind of girly.
Yeah, it's very girly. So lads like, don't get to do that.
No, they don't. And I don't know why. Because like my brother, again, like, he'd hang out with his friend until like 2 o'clock in the morning. Whereas if you were in my house until 2 o'clock in the morning, there's not a chance I'd be sending you home.
Oh yeah,
I'd
not
like,
a hope.
Just hop in beside me.
I think lads have sleepovers until they get to a certain age. Or do they?
Yeah. No, I think they do.
Like, I don't remember my brothers ever having sleepovers with their friends.
My brothers definitely have.
Maybe
my little brother, not my little brother, but like, he's my younger brother, Michael. He's 16. He has sleepovers with his friends the odd time. They'd come to our house.
Okay, yeah.
But like, I don't know if they're sharing a bed. But like, he's a teenager. It's not like...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, when we were younger, we used to like, when we got to like first year, we used to have girls and boys sleepovers.
Did you?
Yeah.
What's that now?
Like, we're all the lads and all the girls. We all stayed in one house, like...
Oh
yeah,
deadly.
Yeah, it was the best thing ever.
I don't think we ever did that.
I don't know why we were allowed, but we were.
Like, that's
one sound mother is all you need to feckin' host us all. Oh no, did I just undo them all?
Surely not. I hope not.
Did it just jump to the bottom?
Oh, probably. My phone's in Smithers.
Mr. Smithers from Simpsons.
But yeah, girly sleepovers are great crack. Or even when you're at sleepovers and stuff, like, you could literally just be chatting into each other's faces all night long.
Oh yeah, the conversations would just never end, and you could just be talking pure and utter scutter, like.
Oh, absolutely. But you'll just talk until you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Or even there's many a times that we'd say goodnight and then continue talking.
Oh yeah, 101 million times. Oh Jade, I think I'm after deleting them. Oh no, I haven't.
Okay, thank God.
And speaking of sleepovers, right? Mm. Love a sleepover, and I don't think I'll ever stop having sleepovers.
No, I always wondered if I'd stop having adult sleepovers, but I feel like I don't know any other adults that sleep over. But I like it, so why stop?
I think Shona and her friend Kathy, like Shona from Beat, started having girly sleepovers.
I think she did.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw in a story. One thing that, like, men will wear them the odd time, like the very odd time.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Fluffy pajamas.
Yeah, fluffy pajamas.
Fluffy socks, fluffy everything.
Just cozy vibes.
Yeah, they don't understand how unreal. You're so cute. Did you know that?
With your big oaty head. Show Megan your little toot.
Yeah, up top. You're some dote. But yeah, they don't get the privilege of having, being freezing cold and putting on loads of cozy, fresh new cozy pajamas.
In fresh bed sheets.
Yeah, oh, unbelievable. Here, give me that and I'll hold that for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, fresh bed sheets. Like, lads, well, I don't know if I can speak for every guy. Does he know?
No. You never give me a hug.
And he just did.
Oh.
He used to always give you hugs.
I know.
He's just getting old.
I know, he's grown up too
quick. Sorry, quick sidetrack. Enzo turned 10 months at the weekend.
On St. Patrick's Day.
You did. Yes, you did.
Aw.
You're adorable.
I'm staring into the car full of girls.
All the ladies.
That's not an attractive face. They're not going to fancy you with that.
Yeah, they will. He's like, I'm so cute.
But yeah, coziness. Hot water bottles, hot chocolate, snacks.
All of
fluffy
that.
Fluffy pajamas. Can you imagine, like, what we did for Molly May? Boys doing that?
Yeah.
Snack cups and fluffy clothes and blankets.
Well, I suppose they do for, like, wrestling and stuff.
They're
and
not snuggling up on the couch.
No, they're not. And, like, we'd cuddle, like. I can't imagine two lads cuddling.
No. No.
Also, can I just sidetrack again for a second?
Yeah.
We never said where we were.
Oh, we're in Tramore.
Yeah, we're actually in Tramore because I'm working out in Tramore now at the Mo. And the sea is shining, I was about to say. The sun is shining and we're watching the waves.
I'd actually love to get in.
I would do anything to be in that ocean right now.
I do have a spare tog so we could take turns.
Oh, I can't. Sure, I don't have time. I have to go back in like 20 minutes.
Fair, okay. Let's power
on. And I'd love a coffee, but I don't know what.
Same, I would die for a coffee.
Well, let's power through this. Yeah. Let's get a coffee. Right, okay. What else? Okay. On the topic of snacks and sleepovers.
Okay.
As much as we hate our periods.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good excuse that we can indulge and eat as much chocolate as we want.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like, obviously every cloud has its silver lining, and that's the silver lining to the period.
Snacks.
I think I had another dream about having a baby last night now that I think of it.
Oh, my mum had a dream last night that I was pregnant.
Yay.
And she said that she was trying to bite my forehead because she was so angry.
Yeah, do you ever want to bite, like... Like, I have this, like, obsession with biting noses. Chomping on them.
Not noses, but I often do get an urge to bite.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Bite anything. Hang on.
Yeah, I sometimes Reese lets me bite his arm, like.
Oh. Interesting.
Just if I'm, like, yeah, have an urge to bite.
He'd let you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Simon would let me bite his nose if I wanted to.
No, but your nose would be so sore.
No, I wouldn't do a full chomp.
Oh.
It would just be, like, a little nibble.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
Like a nice bite.
Okay. Fair.
Right, okay.
Whatever you're into.
Let's
Oh, we should still bring him to the playground. I know we don't have time for anything. Enzo, on to the next. What's happening? We didn't necessarily go in order.
No, we didn't. We just lumped everything in together. Overall, I think girls have this, like, I think because we have, like, our periods and stuff, everyone's just connected. All women are connected to one another. This sounds so, like, fluffy and stuff, but do you get what I mean?
Yeah, we all just have, like, a mutual understanding.
Yeah. But then sometimes, not to be negative, when you come into a new group of girls and you just feel like you're all judging you.
Yeah, see, some girls are genuinely bitches.
Yeah.
But I think every girl is a bit of a bitch, but some girls just make it their whole personality.
Yeah, and you're like, relax.
I'd say every girl has, like, bitch in her, some girls are just 100% bitch.
100% bitch all the time.
Not
No, like, I can be a bitch, but, like, I wouldn't be a bitch to people's faces.
Does that make you a bigger bitch?
Probably. No, but like,
no, I'm joking.
Not like, I wouldn't be rude, like a rude bitch. Like,
no, I know.
I mean, like, I could be a bitch. Okay, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be saying this. But
no,
anyways,
you should. It's so okay.
But we're not going to be bitches right now because we're going to shout out some of the women
that we like.
Oh, we didn't know what was going on.
Sorry.
There's a kind of that. Not that we
like. Well, no, yeah, not that we like.
We'd be here forever if we were doing that. But we're going to shout out some women that are like bossing it in their industry and like a kind of an inspiration in that regard.
Yeah.
Because we love to see other women doing well. And first on our list is Sinead. I don't even know Sinead's second name.
Bonnie Boo.
No.
Oh.
But Bonnie Boo.
Bonnie Boo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bonnie Boo is one of our faves. She organises like
full moon swims
and she
burlesque dancing
and she is a celebrant and she's just
is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She gets
is.
People married.
Yeah, celebrant.
Yeah, and she's just out and out cool, like she's
yeah,
just
I
deadly
love that
and
woman.
She's so lovely.
She's such a sweetie.
Yeah, so a shout out to you, Bonnie Boo. And the other Sinead I was talking about is the owner of Choli.
Oh yeah.
Our favourite cafe that
of
we
Choli.
Adore. And like it's just we have watched it grow from like such a small cafe to this massive.
It is still a cafe, but it's like massive in terms of its
like it's
what
grown.
It's doing, and it's a whole the whole room is extended.
Yeah, like the cafe has gotten bigger. They started serving food, which is unreal. Like the nicest sandwiches.
I still haven't had their food.
What?
I need to go there for lunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
How? What?
No.
Oh my god.
No, so I've had like a toasty, but I haven't had their breakfast or anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
So you have, and you've had like
soup and stuff.
And actually, like she put vegan sausages back on the menu for Jade's blah. What are you on about?
God,
yes, you have
I
had
completely
food.
Forgot that.
Yeah.
Fuck, I used to get that blah all the time. I haven't got that in a long time. She put them back on for me.
Yeah, she did.
Apologies.
Oops.
So next is Bare Beauty in Tramore.
Oh, okay.
We did speak about her last week.
Yeah, Caitlin
Roach.
We love her.
Obsessed with her.
She is just phenomenal at what she does and
she
like
is.
She is so young and has so many
she's younger than us.
Yeah, and so many like
qualifications. I believe she won an award at some awards.
She definitely
last
did.
Year.
Oh, 100%. And now she's after getting trained. She's after the last time I was out with her, I think she is now like
she's
can
like
train other people.
Deadly.
Yes.
If you go to her, like you will see all of her certificates and qualifications on the wall and
yeah.
It's
pretty impressive.
It's really impressive. She's really cool. And she just is such a sweetie as well.
Absolutely. Another girl who we will have as a guest on our podcast at some stage is Chantelle Madden. She recently opened a hair studio in Carlow. And like I've known Chantelle kind of, you know when you just know of people from when you're younger and stuff, and she has just been an incredible hairdresser, and just watching her grow, and now that she has opened up her own salon, I just think that's incredible. So up Chantelle.
Then another one is Mia Crawford.
Go on, Mia.
Yeah, she's obviously she's Reese's cousin, but she's also my friend. I do love that girl.
Sorry,
but she is actually currently running two businesses.
Like, one, fair play.
One called Poppy's Boutique, where she sells like luxury items, kind of like handbags, clothes,
jewelry. Yeah.
And then another one called Lux Coral. So it's like she makes her own bikinis,
which are unreal.
Are unreal, absolutely gorgeous. And she recently did like a shoot over in Manchester to like promote them and stuff. And Miss Bikini Ireland has asked her to sponsor.
That
her.
Is so cool.
So she's going to be creating
no way.
Miss Bikini Ireland's bikinis.
Oh my God, go on, Mia.
Yeah,
what
go
a legend.
Because bless her, like, she
so
is such a little
her.
Hard
she,
worker.
Yeah, and she's such a little sweetheart.
She's so funny.
I love to see, you love to see women doing well. Another lady, another girl that I have to shout out is a girl I went to college with. Her name is Lauren Dempsey, and she has her own like it's called Holistic Healing by Lauren.
Okay.
So she does like Reiki card readings, and I got a card reading recently off her, and it was so on point.
Was it tarot?
Yeah.
Deadly.
It was, and like you pick the, there's different decks
okay.
that you can pick from. I can't necessarily remember what mine was, but I think it was like.
Did you do it virtually?
Yeah, virtually. Okay. But yeah, it was like on point. So
mental.
Shout out to her.
Oh yeah, another one then is Yellow Deer Designs. She's my auntie Cot. She has a card business and she does bespoke pieces too, which are absolutely gorgeous. So.
And is that the one that you got my? Yeah, yeah. Jade gave me when I became Enzo's Anam Cara. Like she designed this.
I don't know what you'd call it. Like a.
Not a poster, but like a photo.
Yeah, kind of like just a picture.
A graphic.
Yeah, a graphic.
A graphic.
And it was gorgeous.
It was stunning.
So. Caught as well.
Caught. Have to give a shout out to Amy Gleason, aka Ames, slaying it at her singing. She's also a friend of mine that I went to college with. She's also your friend too. I don't know why I'm hogging her, but she was my friend first, okay?
And okay. No bother.
She's doing amazing. So she has released one song and now she's releasing another.
She's an amazing singer.
Yeah, and she's phenomenal. Singer. Look her up, Ames. Then there's some people that we don't necessarily know personally on this list, but we love to watch them online.
Molly May.
Yeah, Molly May. Love
obsessed
her.
With Molly May.
Did you see that her and Tommy are on holidays together, like confirmed?
Well, I had a feeling they were both in Dubai, but yeah. I haven't actually seen any photos of them together.
No, I haven't seen photos of them together, but they're both taking photos of the same things.
Are they? I don't follow Tommy on Instagram.
Oh, I've been checking every day.
Have you?
No, well, not every day. Anytime I see Molly May popping a story, I'm like, I need to go check Tommy's.
And he's doing the same.
Yeah, he's putting up some as well.
Interesting.
And like Goss.ie did an article on it, but they were like, oh, it's confirmed. But there's nothing necessarily. Oh, I think people saw them in the airport.
Oh, okay.
Mel Robbins.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Robbins.
I adore that woman.
I know.
I adore her. And I adore her podcast.
Also, Keela Moncrief. Keela Moncrief. She's just, I've been following her for years and she's just such a cool girl.
And she's just so normal.
She's so normal. So
I want to
chill.
Be her. I really want to be Keela Moncrief.
Yeah, she's deadly and I feel like she's just very wholesome.
Yeah.
She organizes like book clubs and like meet and greets and she does these things like, obviously like life is expensive. So she often finds ways for parents to like do things with their kids that are free.
Yeah. And so, she's a mother like as well.
Oh yeah. Now unplanned, like not that it matters, but she like had an unplanned baby and she just like, as I'm talking as if I know her, but she jumped into it like just so open minded
like
and happy
water.
And yeah, and I feel like she's just a really good mom.
Yeah, no, she is. She's just lovely.
She just does wholesome things like picnics and like hand me down clothes and I just love what she does with her little baby.
Yeah,
I don't know her baby's name, but people aren't meant to know.
Okay,
so
we won't
say
it. I'd like to be Keela Moncrief when I grow up.
Yeah, she's a cool girl.
I say she's younger than me and everything.
No, I don't think she is.
Is she not?
I think she's like 27.
Oh, nice. I'm 26, so I'll take that.
Yeah.
Last on the list we have is Sinead Hegarty. I don't know if you follow her, but
I used to, and then I unfollowed her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of go through phases with her.
I just think she, because of where, like, she started from, and, like, she was just, like, working in bars, like, getting wasted, and then she went through a really tough breakup, went to try find herself, and then she found, like, she always wanted to work in radio and like, do media and stuff, but she dropped out of college because she didn't like doing it. I think this is her story anyways.
Okay.
But then, like, she found her way back into the world by doing a podcast, and, like, she did all the meditation, and she has meditation courses, and she just... I want to be like her as well.
She is cool and she's very lovely. I think I don't know when I like started following her or where she was in her journey, but I think I was just like, I don't know if I believe this, but like she's been consistent with it since, so it obviously wasn't just like a fad, but that's why I unfollowed her.
Yeah,
because you know sometimes people do these things and you're just like, oh, is this actually what you're doing, or are you talking
are you
shit?
Just saying it, but she actually
so maybe I'll give her a refollow.
She did actually did a really important video there because she has surfaced about endometriosis.
I saw it on someone's story
and I actually mean like it made me cry, like,
oh,
it's
really?
Kind of,
I didn't
like, I don't have
it.
Endometriosis, but like you don't realize how hard they're people with endometriosis are struggling and that there's no support there for them.
People with endometriosis go through so many years of torture before any doctor listens to
them. Any doctor actually diagnoses them or anything. So up Sinead. And of course we'd love to shout out everybody that is doing well, but That's we can't, okay?
No.
Okay.
Megan has to get back to work.
I do. Up women, up girls, up girlhood.
Up girlhood. I love girlhood.
Yeah.
Girls are cool.
Go on, give us an Enzo update.
Oh, an Enzo update. So Megan shared he's 10 months now.
I did.
That's so okay. He's 10 months. Did I tell the pod we took his Dodie?
No, because I actually only found out that the other day.
We took his Dodie. It's probably coming up on 2 weeks ago now. Just a random Saturday we were like, we'll take it off.
And that's it.
And never gave it back. Yeah,
that's mad because I feel like babies normally have doties till they're like two.
I had a dotie till I was 5, and I know someone who is 6 with a dotie.
And does he not mind having it?
He minds, definitely does mind. He hated it in the beginning. Like, there was two or three nights that was quite tortureful. He just woke up screaming. There was nothing we could, like, nothing was helping. We just had to let him scream it out. But now he's getting better. Like, I think we're probably missing it more than him.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, if he's been a bit difficult during the day, there's times I'm like, oh, I just love to give it to him. But I think he has adjusted well, and I think we'll be glad of it in the long run.
Oh,
I think it'd be much harder to take it off him if he was like two or three.
Yeah.
But
and it's not good for your teeth, isn't it? No,
if you have it for too long, it's not good for your teeth. But yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah, but fair play. Go you. Like, that's unreal.
He's sleeping better because of it, I think, because he used to, like, if the dodie fell out of his mouth, he'd wake up and be looking for it. And I think that happened like 13 times on the Friday night.
Yeah.
So we were on Saturday, we were like, nah, this isn't happening. And he's actually sleeping a lot better.
Go on, Enzo.
Other than that, now I'm not sure. He had his first St. Patrick's Day parade, had the time of his life.
He was cute out.
He's recently started, like, bobbing along to music. If there's a song that he likes, he'll, like, dance.
Stop. You're forgetting a really important thing.
Am I?
Yeah.
What is it?
He crawled.
Oh my god, yeah, he crawled. I see, I've no concept of, like, a timeline here.
Yeah,
no, I don't know if I've told the pod.
At the weekend.
Yeah, he's crawling now, bless him.
Go on, Enzo, baby. You're some legend. He knows you're talking about him.
He had been trying for so long and getting frustrated. But now he can do it, and he, like, couch walks. What did someone tell me? Couch surfing. Enzo, what
couch
the hell?
Couch surfer.
So, yeah.
You too, one, baby. It's really warm where we're sitting.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to take off his jumper.
And on that note...
yeah, that's us.
That is us. Thank you for joining us. And we will be back with you next week, hopefully.
Hopefully next
Maybe
week on
we should
time.
Just start, like, putting him out on a Friday.
Yeah, feck Wednesdays.
I don't know. We'll have to have a think about it.
Yeah, apologies for the baby in the back.
And we're going to have a van sleepover this weekend.
Yeah!
Woo! Woohoo! Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.